President Biden's in Arizona to deliver an apology of historic proportions over past U.S. Indian boarding school policies.
Oh my gosh, I never thought I would see this in my lifetime.
That's Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, the first Native American in U.S. history to serve as a cabinet secretary. She's an enrolled member of the Pueblo of Laguna, who's been personally impacted by America's Indian boarding school policies from 1819 through the 70s.
Decades ago, when I was sitting at my grandmother's kitchen table and talking to her about boarding schools, she didn't tell me everything, right? I knew there was more to what she was telling me.
Like countless other Native Americans, Haaland still feels the impacts of those injustices on her ancestors, including that her great-grandpa only had a horse and wagon, even as his daughter's boarding school was some 125 miles away.
He was able to only visit her twice during the 5 years that she was there. Her time there, her dad's time at boarding school, that affected my life. And I didn't realize how much it affected my life right until I got a little bit older.
That painful family history is partly why, back in 2021, Haaland launched the administration's Federal Indian Boarding School Initiative. Part of it was a listening tour across Indian country, which is culminating with Biden's formal apology to Native Americans and Alaska Natives from coast to coast.
I hope they feel seen. I hope they feel heard by the President of the United States. It is a big deal.
Haaland says Biden's apology isn't just about formalities.
The President also restarted the White House Council on Native American Affairs. He restarted the Tribal Nations Summits. None of those things happened under the previous administration.
Critics say the apology is political because President Biden is delivering it in the battleground state of Arizona, less than 2 weeks out from the election. But Haaland brushes those barbs aside.
It's heartfelt and it's meaningful, and it will mean something to the people there. It will mean something to anyone who listens to it.
For National Native News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.